This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At an age when most have long since retired, 83-year-old Arthur Frommer is getting back in the publishing business. Less than a year after his eponymous travel guidebooks were sold to Google, Frommer has bought his brand back. Gutsy move, don't you think, when the internet has made travel planning basically free? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
Websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor give away their travel reviews. Peter Hildick-Smith is CEO at Codex Group, which researches trends in the publishing industry. He says modern vagabonds don't lug around heavy guidebooks.
My son just graduated from college, is now traveling in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. His smartphone is his travel guide.
There's no doubt that many sites on the web are eating into the business of the traditional travel guides, but that doesn't mean we don't have a place.
That's Pauline Frommer, co-president of Frommer Media. She says what distinguishes the company is expert, unbiased advice. By contrast, a hotel review on a travel website might not have been written by a real customer.
A lot of those reviews are sheer, unadulterated marketing. I've had hoteliers and hotel chain executives tell me they have people working full-time posting fake reviews.
Frommer's remains a trusted name. Again, Peter Hildick-Smith.
The Frommer's brand is, from our research, probably the biggest and strongest brand in the whole guidebook business in the United States.
Will brand recognition translate into sales? Frommer's will find out this fall when it rolls out a series of shorter books called Easy Guides. But Pauline Frommer says the company won't stop with print.
We're not married to paper books. We are married to journalistically created travel information.
For those travelers who only pack a smartphone for their journey, Frommer's will offer apps and ebooks too. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.